Dennis Miller Show.
It's 4 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. The head of the National Security Agency says he can't tell you everything his organization is doing to keep track of terrorists.
If we tell the terrorists every way that we're going to track them, they will get through and Americans will die. That's wrong.
Keith Alexander told senators that America isn't as safe as it was before the disclosures about the NSA's data-gathering activities. He says he is willing to have a public debate about what is appropriate. The Defense Department has sent planes to help out with wildfires in Colorado. Scores of homes have been destroyed. Forecasters are keeping an eye on the sky around a large part of the country today. A massive line of storms is rolling from Iowa to the East Coast. One in five Americans could be affected by rough weather. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is doing what it can in Syria.
We are focusing our efforts now on doing all that we can to support the opposition.
Kerry says talks are underway to see if the U.S. could be doing more. This is NBC News Radio. Turkey's government is making its first move toward ending a standoff with protesters. The government says it is open to a referendum on development in Istanbul, which was the issue that sparked the demonstrations. 10-year-old Sarah Murnahan has received a double lung transplant from an adult donor. She had been kept off the adult donor list due to her age until a judge ruled in her favor. The Senate Armed Services Committee says commanders should stay in the loop on sexual assault cases. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says that's the right call. Bob Costantini has the story.
At a hearing, Hagel says it would be wrong to have unit commanders not involved in investigations of claims of sexual abuse or harassment.
I don't personally believe that you can eliminate the command structure in the military from this process.
Female members on the panel were pushing legislation to have a military prosecutor investigate claims.
The stock market was off for the third day in a row. The Dow ended with a loss of nearly 127 points. I'm Melissa Rayberger, NBC News Radio.
This is Charles Osgood. When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
In Payson, call Crabtree Insurance and Financial Services at 928-474-2265.
I met a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder.
Arizona News Radio, as temperatures soar in the deserts, Border Patrol agents out rescuing illegal aliens.
In the last 30 days, Borstar has made 177 rescues, and just in the past week, there were 52 of those.
Senator John McCain urging passage of the immigration reform bill that he co-authored.
If we enact this comprehensive bill now, we will remove a very huge stain on the conscience of the United States of America.
Many Republicans at the Capitol not pleased with the governor's call of a special session to expand Medicaid and the budget.
When you're playing fast and loose with the rules and you're not having public hearings, we need to fight just to get our idea heard.
Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery says preparations continue to retry the penalty phase of the Jody Arias trial.
Depending upon the state of the evidence and where we're at, once decisions are made about what we're going to do on how best to resolve the case, whether that is with going through a full trial.
George Tatter, Arizona.
This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Discount Tire. We have an accident off the ramp at Loop 101 northbound at Broadway Road, and an accident off to the side at I-10 eastbound at 16th Street. Save big at Discount Tire. Get a $70 Visa prepaid card when you buy any set of Michelin tires. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires. Let's have a look at your weather.
Jim Howell from the Norris Air Weather Center. This was our scorcher today. We do find a little bit of relief tomorrow and Friday, call it 107, and then we warm a little bit again for the weekend. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Current temperature is 108 degrees here in Midtown. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Because Susan switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you are out of order!
When I grew up,
you're out of order!
I want to be a lawyer just like you.
You're out of order!
Good for you, son.
The whole trial is out of order!
If there's one thing America needs,
they're out of order!
It's more lawyers.
Oh. Got my pride hanging out of my bed.
Welcome to the show. This is your host, Jack Wilczek, and you're listening to Legalese on KFNX 1100 AM, Independent Talk. And the focus of today's show is something we've talked about before on the show, but is especially timely right now. Yesterday, the Senate voted, United States Senate voted to advance immigration reform by a vote of 84 to 15. The Senate can now officially start debating the immigration bill, which it will likely be voting on by July. The official name of the immigration bill is the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act of 2013, also known as Senate Bill 744. And for the entire show today, I've been joined by two guests who I think probably will end up debating the issue a little bit, and otherwise I'll just ask you guys to explain it and discuss it. In studio here, I have Dulce Matus, who, from the Arizona Dream Act Coalition, an immigrant youth-led organization focusing on the fight for higher education and immigrant rights. And via phone from Washington, D.C., I have Dan Holler, who's the communications director for the conservative think tank HeritageAction.com. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. All right, guys, here's what I'm going to do. I'll take the first segment here, Dan. I'll mostly talk to you. And then the second segment, I'll mostly talk to Dulce. And I think then for the final half of the show, I'll ask you guys to debate a lot of these points. So let me start. Let me ask you, Dan, where is the bill at right now, and do you think it has a good chance of getting passed and signed into law?
Yeah, I mean, right now the Senate's going through sort of the initial stages of debate, figuring out what sort of amendments are going to be offered, how the amendment process is going to play out. And one of the really cool things that we've actually seen, you don't usually see this in the Senate, but there's actually been some real debate over the bill. And, Senator Chuck Grassley, from my point of view, he's from Iowa, Mike Lee from Utah, those guys have been doing some great work, including Jeff Sessions from Alabama, going down to the floor and really explaining the problems with the bill. So, that's sort of the state of play right now. We'll probably see some sort of an amendment agreement later this week, maybe into next week. And that's where things stand right now. And the interesting thing about gaming out where the bill stands, odds of passing, I'm much more optimistic that this bill isn't going to get out of the Senate than a lot of folks are. And if you look at sort of the dynamics right now, there's a lot of show and a lot of talk going around about border security. And there are a lot of Republicans who say, I'm not sure I can support this bill unless we have some stricter border security measures. And from my point of view, this shows that they're in trouble. Rubio has sort of backed away from this, trying to get more Republican votes to buy into it. If they had the 60-plus votes they needed, they may not be going through this dance. So, I don't necessarily agree with some of the folks in D.C. that this is destined to pass. I think the bill has real problems.
All right, so why don't you go ahead and tell us then, in your view, and again, I'm talking to Dan Holler from Heritage.org, a conservative think tank. In your view, what are the problems with the bill?
It's hard to know where to start when you go at something of a comprehensive nature like this. One of our fundamental problems is that the bill is based on the premise that you do legalization first. So what you're going to hear a lot throughout this debate is folks say, hey, we have real triggers, we have real border enforcement, these folks can have to learn English. You hear a lot of tough talk like this, and that's all well and good. We should have border security, we should have internal enforcement, people should learn English before they become United States citizens, on and on and on. But what people don't talk about, and this is the really big problem for us and for a lot of the conservatives who are going to be opposing the bill, is that legalization happens first. So 180 days after this bill becomes law, if it does become law, you go through this process where the Secretary of Homeland Security submits two plans, just plans, to the Congress. And then they can start processing people for what's called registered provisional immigrant status. And once you achieve that status, you're allowed to live here legally, you're allowed to work here legally, you're allowed to travel abroad legally. And for us, that's when the amnesty occurs. People have legal status, they're here, they can work, they have cut in front of everybody else who is overseas waiting to come here legally. There's 4.5-5 million folks. And, you know, they have basically jumped in line. So that is our major problem. I mean, there are certainly a host of other problems with the bill, but the fact that it is legalization first, that's the major problem with the bill.
All right, let me ask you, just so we're clear, and again, you know, for the second segment, I'll turn to Dulce and get her opinion on this, but exactly how does the, you called it, what do you call provisional immigrant status, registered provisional immigrant status, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does the person have to do in order to get that status?
So, again, we're going to start getting into the weeds a little bit in this bill, but basically, if you were here before 2012, you're going to be eligible for this. Now, they have a couple different ways that you cannot be eligible, you know, if you've committed a felony and that sort of thing. But basically, if you're here before 2012, you're going to be able to apply for the status. And the kicker here is that everything you hear senators say on the floor, and John McCain of Arizona today made the point that nobody who's ever committed a crime is going to be allowed to stay. Well, that's absolutely not true. You could have committed a crime and be allowed to stay. And one of the ways this happens is that there are just about 20 different ways that the Homeland Security Department, and specifically the Secretary, has to sort of make these judgment calls or waivers or this sort of thing, where they can say, well, maybe you don't comply with what senators and House members were saying about this bill, but I can waive this and you can sort of waive that and you can get your status, your legal status. So that is a huge concern for us. And then, on top of it all, if you get denied that status, you can appeal in an administrative process, and then you can appeal in federal court. So there are a whole bunch of avenues where you can apply for this status. Even if you're in federal deportation proceedings, you can apply for the status and then appeal and go through a lawsuit process to make sure that you get it.
Is there anything in the nature of a fine or other kind of monetary payment that the person applying has to make?
Yeah, so much like Simpson Mazzoli from 1986, there is a fine associated with it, and I think it's something like $500 for the first time you apply for this RPI status, and then when you renew this RPI status 6 years down the line, it's another $500. And when you go through the green card, there's another $1,000. So add it all up, you're talking about $2,000 over about 13 years. I think Jeff Sessions did the math, and it's somewhere around $17 a month. It's not really a major fine or penalty when we're talking about folks who have been living in the country legally and are going to get benefits that folks who are overseas waiting to come here legally can only dream of.
Well, you know, talking about dreams, I know that they'll probably spend a lot of today's show talking about, you know, what many people long hoped would be the Dream Act. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine about this piece of legislation, and he thought it was a Dream Act. But in a lot of ways, I guess it's not the Dream Act, or it's more complicated than that. In other words, it's not a direct route to citizenship. I mean, this starts with, as you say, the registered provisional immigrant status. How long between there and somebody actually getting citizenship under this piece of legislation?
So, again, this is one of the great questions that really show you how complex the bill is. So the path that I was talking about with this registered provisional immigrant status, this is somewhere between, you know, 13-ish to 15 years where people actually get full citizenship. Again, though, remember, it's 180 days. And they have legal status in the United States. So that's an important point to always emphasize. That's one track. There are a couple other tracks, though. There's the agriculture worker track, which is a blue card track. You could potentially get citizenship in 5 years under that track. And then you have the Dream Act track. So, you know, the so-called Dreamers, they could potentially get citizenship within 5 years under this bill, too. So there's a couple different paths, but you will have about 2 to 3 million folks. I mean, that's the conservative estimate. Who could have their citizenship in as little as 5 years under the bill the way it's crafted.
So, and I appreciate you throwing out a number there. You said approximately 2 to 3 million. Is that just the number of dreamers?
So the estimates I have seen, and again, we have to take all this sort of for what it's worth. They're really just estimates because I don't think anybody really knows. Somewhere around 2 to 3 million when you count the dreamers and then you count the ag workers who have been working here illegally. And one of the frustrating things And this is one of the things that I keep coming back to, is we talk about fairness a lot in Washington, and we talk about fairness for people who are impacted by this law and that law. And, you know, this five-year process is quicker than a lot of people who are trying to do this the legal way. It's a whole lot quicker than they can even hope to be, one, maybe even come here with how slow the immigration process is, but two, achieve citizenship. So when we're talking about fairness, you're talking about people who have broken the law, and some with Dreamers, you might say it's, you know, through no fault of their own, but certainly on the ag side, you have people who have come here willingly, and they're going to be on this five-year track, too. They're going to get citizenship before people who have followed the letter of the law. So it's a huge frustration, I think, when we're talking about fairness and all this, and it's one of those elements of the debate that I think we need to be more forthcoming in.
Absolutely. All right, as you can tell there by the music, we got to run to our break, but I'm talking to Dan Holler with the conservative think tank HeritageAction.com. Next segment, I'll be talking to Dulcie Matus from the Arizona Dream Act Coalition. This is Jack Wilenschek, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Forecasters say Arizona will be hit with major dust storms this year. Will you know what to do? Dust storms develop quickly and reduce visibility in just seconds. Any dust storm, large or small, can be dangerous for drivers. Will you know what to do? When a dust storm hits, pull aside, stay alive. Pull completely off the roadway, turn off your lights, wait for the storm to pass. Learn more at pullasidestayalive.org.
Sponsored by ADOT, in partnership with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
For the finest in luxury home improvement and remodeling, Chris Mellon and Company, truly uncompromising. A full-service custom remodeling company. For your business or home, from concept to creation, Chris Mellon provides top quality design, materials, and craftsmanship. Call 480-575-6977. ChrisMellon.com. That's Chris, MELLON.com.
I'm Anders Berg with Sweet Clean, and I love clean carpets, clean tile, clean upholstery, because it feels and looks so good. If you're like me, and you too like your carpets, tile, and upholstery to look and feel clean, text Carpet 101 to 90210 right now and get our special. Remember, it's not clean until it's Sweet Clean. Text Carpet 101 to 90210 and get our special.
Can you trust your AC or heat pump this summer? A new Coleman high-efficiency indoor system with a variable speed fan is nearly twice as efficient as older models. We offer GE financing and a manufacturer's rebate. Through KFNX, we're offering a free service call with repair. Call Norris Air today for a free in-home evaluation on a high-efficiency Coleman system. Call 480-832-3330, 480-832-3330, norrisairinc.com.
Hi friends, Scott Luther, the King of Gold and Silver. Join my protest against Wall Street and these big bankers who want to steal your hard-earned money.
Listen, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m., Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. Ride the Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express to financial freedom by buying silver.
Just buy silver. Turn 5K into 25K, 50K into a quarter of $1 million.
Call 888-551-2646, 888-551-2646, or go to lrccoins.com.
The Business to Business Network Show every Saturday at 6 a.m. Celebrating 14 consecutive years of showcasing local businesses on the radio. Commerce happens on the Business to Business Network Show every Saturday at 6 a.m.
Hi, this is Connie Salica. Tune into my show, Intelligence for Your Health, right here on Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX, Sundays at 10 p.m.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Jack Wilenschek on Legalese, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. And I want to thank my producer, Robert, for that very timely segue clip there. For the show, as I say, we're talking about the pending piece of immigration legislation in the United States Congress, potentially the biggest immigration overhaul in many, many years since, I think, at least the 70s. It's officially known as Senate Bill 744, the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act of 2013. It would create a path to citizenship for most, but not all, of the And, you know, I guess this number is kind of up in the air, but the 11.5 million, at least, undocumented immigrants in America. So I'm talking to Dulce Matus, who's from the Arizona Dream Act Coalition, and I also have waiting here on the line Dan Haller from heritageaction.com. For this segment, Dulce, I want to talk to you, get your view and your organization's view on the issue. And as I said, for the second half of the show, I'll ask you guys to debate as much as you, not too vigorously, but for some appropriately vigorous debate on the immigration issue. Dulce, let me ask you this: Are you a dreamer?
I was undocumented for 12 years. I am not right now. I'm a legal permanent resident. I was lucky enough to enter the United States with a visa, and my husband is a citizen. So because of that combination alone, I was able to fix my immigration status. But a lot of us are not lucky as that. And many people come into the United States without inspection, which is without a visa. And even though they're married, or they're married to an American citizen, or they may even have American children, they cannot fix their immigration status.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I was just telling you off the air, I actually have a friend of mine, I guess to confess my own biases here, I do have a very close friend who is a dreamer. You know, I went to high school with him. He even graduated college here at the University of Arizona. He's been in the country since he was 3 years old. And, you know, he didn't even know he wasn't a citizen until, you know, he went to apply to colleges. And, you know, we asked his parents, well, what's my Social Security number? And they said, well, you know, you don't have one. So, you know, and you know, to make matters worse, he was just taking a cross-country trip with, you know, some other guys from high school, and he was driving out to Florida, and he got stopped in Texas, and they put him in, you know, into jail for a whole month because they saw he was undocumented. So, you know, it's a very tough issue, you know, the issue of what to do with dreamers or people who came to the country very early at a very young age illegally. And, you know, personally, I personally feel that the 5 years, frankly, may be too long in some cases. I mean, again, with my buddy, he's been here since he was 3 years old. He's, you know, my age, 29 years old. And I think he's been here long enough. You know, this is a guy who got a better grade in English class than I did and probably scored better American history class than I did. I don't really see the justice in making him wait another 5 years. But, you know, with that said, I guess, again, I'm confessing my biases here because I think you guys are probably in agreement on that.
I mean, I agree. We've been fighting for the DREAM Act legislation for over 10 years. And even though that we had the majority of support of Americans and we had passed the legislation through the House and we had the majority of senators with 55 votes, we couldn't have overcome the filibuster. So this is DREAMers are as America and as American as any other person, except because we didn't have a social. But now, because we have deferred action, now we have a work permit for 2 years, and we have a Social Security number, so we're able to integrate to the American society. But I've been here since the age of 15. I was undocumented when I graduated high school. I went to Arizona State University. I have a degree in electrical engineering. When I graduated, I didn't have papers. So even though that I had my degree, I couldn't use it. And it just didn't make sense because a lot of us have degrees that can be, and we can be higher in any other country except the United States. And I'm glad that we're taking steps to fix the broken immigration system. It's taking way too long. I hope that with Senate Bill 744, and even though that is not perfect, that we're going to be able to alleviate some of the family separation that is going on in our country.
Mm-hmm. So as we discussed before, as I was discussing before with Dan Haller from heritageaction.com, this act doesn't just deal with dreamers. It also deals with other people who are here without documentation. And my understanding, just from having talked to the two of you guys, is that there's a five-year pathway to citizenship for a dreamer, and it only applies to, you said, I think you're telling me a couple other classes, too, under this proposed bill. Otherwise, it's what, 15 years? Go ahead and explain that.
So there's three groups that are going to go through the expedited process of applying for citizenship, which will be agricultural workers, high-skill workers, and dreamers. And everybody else is going to have to wait. There's conversation that it's going to be a 13-year wait. But it could be longer because right now in the debate, they're also talking about having border security triggers that until they don't have some measurements of border security accomplished, they won't give citizenship to the rest of the people, which is creating a second-class citizen population here in America. And I have faith that I live in a country where people and Congress is going to make the morally right decision, because this is not just about economics, but it's also about making the morally right decision for hardworking Americans without papers that live here in the United States, that go to the same churches, to the same schools, to the same supermarkets as everybody else.
Okay. Let me ask you, how do you define a dreamer?
A dreamer is a person that was brought to the United States with no fault of their own before the age of 16.
Is that how the legislation defines it under the age of 16?
Yes, that is correct. Before the age of 16, have good moral character, which means no felonies and no crimes. And also that it's currently in high school, graduates high school or has a GED. And has aspiration of continuing higher education, 2 years of technical school, 2 years of university, or enrolling in the U.S. Armed Forces.
So as you said before, it's not just dreamers, it's also agricultural workers who have, I guess, this a shorter path to citizenship. Do you think it's fair to single out agricultural workers for that?
For me, I think that the five-year wait is a very long path. A lot of us have been living here for decades, and we've been living in fear of deportation for many years. So I think for me, what the fair thing will be is that everybody, the 11 million who are going to pay back taxes, who have good moral character, that have been here in the United States before December 31st of 2011, have an expedite process and an opportunity to be on the same playing field as everybody else.
Now, of course, this bill, I guess, is something of a compromise, so I'm going to ask you the same question that I did of Dan Holler earlier from HeritageAction.com. What are some of the problems that you, and again, I'm talking to Dulce Matus from the Arizona Dream Act Coalition, what are some of the problems that you and your organization feel there are with this proposed bill?
The problems that I see is with border security. And the reason that I'm saying that is because there has been several people who have acknowledged that the border will never be completely 100% sealed. So what does border security mean? And everybody has a different definition, and they go as extreme as we don't want to fly to go over the border, as having some reasonable approaches like securing the border, like in the Yuma sector. So we know we have invested over, we passed legislation in 2010, passing $600 million on border enforcement. We have fewer crossings than ever before. And just yesterday, I was at the Junior State of America, where they invited me to speak, and the speaker before me was Joe Arpaio. And he acknowledged that when he said the border is not going to be completely sealed and it will never be 100% secured. So I don't want people to die in the border. I don't want smugglers of drugs and human trafficking. I don't want that. But don't you think that if we give an opportunity to a person to go have a legitimate way to apply to come to the United States, where they don't have to risk their lives, where they don't have to deal with a coyote, or they may be raped, they may be killed. If they have an option, I believe that they're going to go with, I want to follow the due process and pay my money to the U.S. government.
Yeah. So in other words, you're concerned that you're referring to that provision that the path to citizenship for a lot of these people will be contingent on whether the border is secured. You're saying, well, it's never going to be secured, so that's a big problem.
That is correct. And also, I'm very concerned with creating a second-class citizen. I already feel like a second-class citizen. I've been treated as a second-class citizen. And because I live in the state of Arizona, I'm subject to
racial profiling.
We've got
to run to a break. This is Jack Wilczek, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Laura Ingraham mornings. Dennis Miller. Mike Huckabee middays. Herman Cain afternoons. Michael Savage nights. On Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. The head of the National Security Agency says he can't tell you everything his organization is doing to keep track of terrorists.
If we tell the terrorists every way that we're going to track them, they will get through and Americans will die. That's wrong.
Keith Alexander told senators that America isn't as safe as it was before the disclosures about the NSA's data gathering activities. He says he is willing to have a public debate about what is appropriate. The Defense Department has sent planes to help out with wildfires in Colorado. Scores of homes have been destroyed. Forecasters are keeping an eye on the sky around a large part of the country today. A massive line of storms is rolling from Iowa to the East Coast. One in five Americans could be affected by rough weather. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is doing what it can in Syria.
We are focusing our efforts now on doing all that we can to support the opposition.
Kerry says talks are underway to see if the U.S. could be doing more. This is NBC News Radio.
Arizona News Radio. House Speaker Andy Tobin still angry. The governor called a special session to deal with the budget and Medicaid expansion.
Obviously, she reached her point of intolerance over whatever was going on. But the pathway was clear for her to have worked with the majority and move the Medicaid bill.
Firefighters battling a 50-acre wildfire in the Coronado Forest west of Nogales.
The fire started in Mexico, unknown causes, and moved north across the border onto the Coronado National Forest.
Firefighters in Sholto have the upper hand in a fire burning at a wood pellet plant.
There was some kind of equipment failure that caused a fire in the engine compartment on that excavator.
A pair of bobcats given to the Arizona Humane Society, now with a Phoenix Conservation Group.
Your first inclination is to want to hug them and kiss them. And the minute, though, that they let out a meow, you can tell they are not your average, ordinary kitten.
George Tatter, Arizona News.
This is KFNX Traffic Report, is brought to you by Sauce Pizza and Wine. Got some slowing at Loop 101 southbound between Loop 202 and Red Mountain Freeway. Also, some more slowing at Loop 101 southbound between Indian School Road. And an accident off to the side at I-10 westbound at 16th Street. Today is sunny with a chance of sauce. The $20 summer sampler is back. One salad, one pizza, and two glasses of wine. They know it's what you've been waiting for. Visit saucepizzaandwine.com for locations. Let's have a look at your weather.
Jim Howell from the Norris Air Weather Center. This was our scorcher today. We do find a little bit of relief tomorrow and Friday, call it 107, and then we warm a little bit again for the weekend. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Current temperature is 109 degrees here in Midtown. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Can you trust your AC or heat pump this summer? A new Coleman high-efficiency indoor system with a variable speed fan is nearly twice as efficient as older models. We offer GE financing and a manufacturer's rebate. Through KFNX, we're offering a free service call with repair. Call Norris Air today for a free in-home evaluation on a high-efficiency Coleman system. Call 480-832-3330, 480-832-3330, norrisairinc.com.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Built to Amaze, an all-new live event engineered for excitement and custom-built for family fun. Get ready for an astonishing array of the splendid, magnificent, and the impossible. Marvel at danger-loving daredevils, majestic ancient elephants, fearless tigers, fun-loving clowns, and more. It will have your family with it. Weekday kids tickets are $10. Restrictions and fees may apply. See Ticketmaster.com for details. Playing U.S. Airways Center, June 26th through July 1st.
Imad Aliyubi, actor, reality TV star of the EA 22 show. To stay up to date on everything entertainment and sports, listen every Saturday from 5 to 6 a.m. and follow on Twitter at twitter.com/Imad Aliyubi.
Here's news for big summer savings.
AZ Pool Motors is now selling to the general public. This means you save hundreds of dollars, as much as $1,000 on a totally rebuilt, reconditioned, and warrantied pool motor from azpoolmotors.com. And it doesn't matter that you don't know which end of a screwdriver to use, because azpoolmotors.com is coming to your house to install it. Pool motors big and small for only $310, warrantied and installed. Visit azpoolmotors.com. That's azpoolmotors.com. Tanya Talks, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Inspiring, empowering. Tanya Talks, Saturday morning at 11. Ignite your desire to create and take charge of the life you want. Tanya Talks, Saturday at 11 a.m.
You have the right to remain silent.
That's what I want.
If you give up the right to remain silent,
freedom.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Freedom.
You have the right to speak with an attorney.
Get me my
and to have the attorney present during questioning. If you so desire and cannot afford one, an attorney will be appointed for you without charge before questioning. Now, do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
Get me my lawyer! I've been humiliated!
All right, guys, now you've all been Mirandized, we can continue the questioning. This is Jack Mielenchuk on Legalese Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. And for today's show, we're talking about this immigration bill. It's kind of been a topic a long time in the making, and it's particularly timely right now because yesterday the Senate voted to advance the immigration reform bill. You know, the Senate can now officially start debating the bill, which we'll likely be voting on in July. And we are talking about Senate Bill 744, the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, Immigration Modernization Act of 2013. I have on the show here Dulcie Matus from the Arizona Dream Act Coalition, and via phone from Washington, D.C., Dan Holler from HeritageAction.com. So as I've promised throughout the show here, I do want you guys to debate some of these issues. And I think the one I want to start out with is why is amnesty a bad thing? Why is amnesty that something that that should not be happening here? And Dan, I'm going to ask you to answer that first.
You know, I mean, I think there's a couple different ways to approach this. And the first is that we've tried amnesty before, right? We tried it back in 1986, and the promise was, hey, we're going to do this, but we're going to secure the border, we're going to have good internal enforcement, and we're never going to have to do this again. Well, it turned out, you know, the latter two parts of that never really happened, and it became a magnet, right? So anytime you talk about giving amnesty, people want to come to this country for a reason, right? And if you float out amnesty, that amnesty is a possibility, you're going to have folks for very good reasons of their own who want to get here and then have the opportunity to get amnesty. So it's not as though these folks are bad people or anything, but they see an opportunity to come here. So amnesty creates a magnet for more illegal immigration, and that's been proven time and time again. And the other thing is this argument that we were talking about in the first segment, which is just this basic matter of fairness, right? And the example that I like to use, and I think is really relevant, you have people coming to the country all the time on visas, right? They're here temporarily. More than half of them go home when their visa expires, but a lot of them stay. And what amnesty would do is say to the people who stayed after their visa expired, it would say, you know what? You guys are good. You now have legal status. Well, what about the folks who left? What about the folks who went, darn, I wish I could have stayed longer, but that's not what the law allowed. So they went back home. They respected the rule of law. They made the right decision. They made the legal decision. And now they're on the outside looking in going, oh, darn, had I only broken the law, I could have, you know, legal status in the United States. So you're punishing the people who actually follow the rule of law, who are waiting patiently to come here. And that's the real travesty, I think, out of all of this.
Okay, to sum up your position on that, you said that it basically opens the door, number one, to more legal immigration, and then number two, it's not fair to the people who obeyed the law and left or did not come. Dulcie Matus from the Arizona Dream Act Coalition, let me ask you for your answer to that question. Why is amnesty a bad thing or a good thing in your case?
I believe that America is a country of immigrants, and if you read our history, this country was built on immigrants, and we invited people to come here. And because we have laws, it doesn't mean that these laws are efficient. We have to acknowledge that we have a broken immigration system, and the people that have been waiting in line shouldn't have been waiting for over 20 years to be with their family members, which, by the way, many of them got tired of waiting, and they're already here. So I think that a fundamental principle of fairness becomes like with the question, what do you want to do with 11 million undocumented immigrants that live here? And we have to be pragmatic, and be able to answer that question. And once again, do the morally right decision. I know that throughout our history, we have had discrimination. We have had unjust laws. And not being able to fix this broken immigration system will be unjust, not just for the undocumented, but also for American children. We currently have over 4 million American children who at least have one parent that is undocumented. So, and many of them are being raided at their homes or their jobs. And what do you think that the quality of life for our future generations would be if all we're doing is separating families? So I think that Senate Bill 744 is going to address the people that are being waiting. In fact, they're going to be taken care of first. They're going to process their applications faster. And we have to admit that we have a broken immigration system and we're taking steps to fix it. I'm an engineer. And no situation is ideal. That's the first concept that they taught me in school. And this situation will never be ideal, and we're never going to have the perfect bill. But if we have these conversations, sitting down and compromising in a solution to better our country, I think we're going to be better off than we are today.
No, so to sum up your position, you say, well, we've got a real problem. We need to do something about it. And, you know, frankly, I think, as usual, with any real problem that the country has, the solution is somewhere in the middle there. You know, it's a real problem. We've got to do something about it, and the question is just how far do we go. But, you know, I kind of want to put both you guys on the spot here and just ask you, you know, to my mind, really, this whole problem comes about because of the basic idea of having quotas. You know, which is not something this country always had. And I guess, you know, and I'll confess, you know, I apologize if there's some kind of bias creeping into my question here again. But let me ask you, Dan Holler from Heritage.org, how do you defend the basic idea of having quotas to begin with? Why is it important to have numbers and quotas on the number of people who can come to the country?
You know, I think one of the elements of this debate that gets so lost, and we saw this a lot with the healthcare debate back in 2009, is that folks said, well, you're either for the reform the president's putting forward or you're for the status quo. And it wasn't true then, and it's not true in this case. You know, nobody is saying that our immigration system is working great. I think, you know, everybody who is opposed to the bill, the amnesty bill the Senate has, says our immigration system needs to be fixed. It has a lot of problems. We just disagree with the way this bill goes about it. And I think that's a really important point, and I suspect we agree on a lot of this, is that we need to fix the immigration system, right? We have a flawed immigration system. Now, I can tell you, I've been through this system, too, with my wife, and it is time-consuming, it's complicated, it's painful. You don't hear anything back for weeks and months on end. You have no clue what's going on. Right, I mean, it is an absolutely terrible system. This was two college graduates trying to get through this system. So imagine trying to get through the system without that education in the United States, right, where English is your first language. So there are huge barriers to doing this the right way, doing it legally, and that's all stuff we have to address. The problem is that when you go down the path of amnesty, you're saying to people, well, we know it was hard for you to do it the right way, but we're going to let you stay here. We're going to give you legal status. And let's be clear. That legal status occurs almost immediately. So folks can say whatever they want about, you know, they're going to process the applications of the 4.5 or so million folks who are, you know, waiting to come here legally first. The reality is that legal status gets granted 180 days after the bill becomes law. So the people who are here illegally really do get the legal status before the folks who are outside of the country waiting to come in. And that's a huge problem and a huge concern for anybody who is really concerned about fairness and not repeating the mistakes of the past.
Mm-hmm. Tulsa, do you want to comment on that?
Well, in order to be able to come legally to this country, all you had to do is to prove that you can pass a health exam, and that's pretty much it. So I think that the process has been, it's broken, it's not working, and we need to answer the question, what do we want to do with the 11 million people that already live here? And I'm listening from Mr. Holler saying that, well, that's not fair for them. So my question to him is, like, what do you want them to do?
Right, yeah.
And
it's a tough situation any way you look at it.
I don't really hear a real solution from him, from the people that are already living here, undocumented. Many of them, as Dreamers, we didn't know. Some of them, we didn't really completely understand what our immigration situation was until we wanted to go to college or until we asked our parents, where's my social? And then they told us the truth, right? But we just need to be able to be pragmatic, being able to recognize that our laws are flawed, that they never been the same. So we have been, right now, we're being treated differently. So there's different quotas for different countries. So there's people that from Europe that they can have to be on the fast track to come to the United States that from South America. Is that fair? It's not an ideal case, but Senate Bill 744, it's addressing some of these issues, and I hope that the listeners will support this bill and be able to
All right. We got to run to a break here, but this is Jack Will checking the Pen Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I've got a God thought that just blew my socks off.
When you grab hold of how immense today's truth about God is, you're not going to let go of it.
Stuff I don't enjoy, like news and politics.
The Kevin McCullough Show, online at facebook.com/KMC01.
Kevin McCullough, weeknights at 10 p.m.
Hi, Dave and Rick Elton.
The Real Estate Bros on KFNX.
Here to save you thousands with our new 4% discount listing.
That's right. Only 4%. Elton Realty will list your home.
Full service. Talk about no hassle.
For more info, call 480-451-3318.
Underwater?
Get paid up to $35,000 to complete short sales.
Or download the Elton Realty app and get listings right to your phone.
That's 480-451-3318.
Elton Realty. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Make more money by running your business more efficiently using affordable GPS tracking for your mobile workforce. Affordable GPS tracking offers 24/7 real-time GPS monitoring to track your fleet, cars, and trucks. Our special, mention this ad, just $249 installed, with our $10 donation going to SARC. Call 623-328-8906. That's 623-328-8906. Or visit agps1.com.
The sources I have for information are unique and better because they're based upon real life experiences.
Herman Cain, afternoons 5 to 7, right here on Independent Talk 1100, KFNX.
He's been heard across the nation. Now he's on this station. Talk to a pastor Saturday evening at 9. What's the purpose of life? Why is there so much strife? Talk to a pastor Saturday evening at 9. Was that scary thing real or was it a dream? Is it wrong to eat a quart of ice cream? Relax and get a good night's rest. Talk to a pastor's answers are the best. He's been heard across the nation. Now he's on this station Saturday evening at 9. Now you can listen to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Roland Trujillo, every Saturday at 9 p.m. right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hey, welcome back to Legalese. This is Jack Wilczek on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. And we've been talking about this new immigration bill that's pending in the United States Congress and the Senate, potentially one of the biggest, you know, overhauls to immigration law in a long time. And I think for sure everybody on both sides of the aisle agrees that it needs an overhaul of some kind. I've been talking here to Dulcie Matus from the Arizona Dream Act Coalition, and also via phone from Washington, D.C., Dan Haller, who's with heritageaction.com. And, you know, I think we can absolutely agree, as I say, on one thing, which is that the system is broken. And it becomes then this almost kind of, you know, basic dilemma of, well, you know, it's broken, and we have people who, certainly in the eyes of the law, you know, did something illegal. But the issue is, well, you know, what do you do about that? And is it fair to punish them, you know, just because they did something that was illegal, even though it would be very costly and very difficult to do so? It's just kind of a basic dilemma that I think there's really no solution that'll make everybody totally happy. I think that's, I mean, I guess correct me if I'm wrong. I'll turn it over to you, Dan Haller from heritageaction.com. Do you think there's any kind of solution here that really make everybody happy?
I'm not sure that the country agrees on anything, much less alone immigration and
sure.
Sort of unanimity. But, I mean, Dulcie raised a couple interesting questions that I want to address before time runs out. You know, immigration has changed a lot in the United States. And, you know, we used to talk about people coming over to Ellis Island, and if they could get here and had a clean bill of health, they were good to go. You know, that was a different time in the structure of our government, right? We didn't have a lot of welfare programs back then. So now if you had that same sort of system, you know, you would be talking about imposing a tremendous cost on the taxpayer with that sort of open border type system that we had back in the day. And it was a perfectly fine solution back then, but times have changed and we need something different. That's not to say what we have right now is good, but it's certainly not, it does mean that, you know, the amnesty bill that's in the Senate isn't the right way to go. And interestingly, you know, we were talking about quotas, and there are a bunch of really fascinating carve-outs that are in this bill. And again, this is one of the problems when you have a 1,000-plus page bill. You really don't dive into the details, right? It's easy to talk about sort of the big picture stuff, and it's important to understand the broad strokes. But it's also really important to understand the details and the specifics of this. So there's an example buried in there that you can have specifically. There are 20,000 visas for the meatpacking industry, for example. There are another, you know, 10,000 or so work visas solely for Irish immigrants, right? So there are things like this littered throughout this bill that nobody's focusing on because they're focusing on, you know, whatever element it is that they want to. But the bill is so big and so large and so complex, you get stuff buried in this to appease one group in Washington or another. So we can, you know, hope in a nice world that we're going to get rid of this system and, you know, we're going to have a nice, fair, easy-to-deal-with immigration system. But unfortunately, this bill just doesn't do it.
Right. And, Dulce, I'll ask you the same question. Do you think there's anything here that can ever make everybody happy?
I don't think that the bill is going to be perfect and everybody's going to be happy. Even on family discussions, I mean, where our basic arguments or basic issues, we don't agree. But just to address the comments of Mr. Holler, is that we're going to be eligible for welfare? I don't think so. Right now, I have never asked the government for anything. And if you're not a citizen and if you haven't met the requirements to be eligible for welfare, you're not going to be eligible for welfare. So a person that has registered provisional immigrant status is not going to be able to apply for any welfare. And there's a study that just recently came out on the Wall Street Journal that it says that if we pass comprehensive immigration reform, we're going to have a $4.6 trillion opportunity and economic boost here in America. And even if you just pass the DREAM Act, there's been studies from the Congressional Budget Office that says that we're going to be able to see the economic positives of having immigrants being completely integrated to our country. And that's something that I want people to look at because there's a lot of myths that immigrants are taking out of the system. And one myth that I just want to clarify right now is that we pay taxes. I haven't gone to a store where they tell me, oh, you're undocumented, please don't pay your sales tax. We always pay our sales tax. We pay property taxes if we owe. My mother, she's undocumented and she's a property owner. She pays her taxes, her property taxes. And we paid property taxes indirectly if we rent. In addition to that, the IRS gives undocumented immigrants an individual tax identification number to file their tax returns. So we have seen poll after poll that Americans, over a majority of them, support comprehensive immigration reform and want a solution. So we just need to get at it. We need to continue these conversations, and we're going to have to build the pressure into our congressional offices to make sure that our elected officials are making the morally right decision and that we cannot continue this family separation. Just there's 400,000 people being deported every year, over 1 million deportations. We have seen enforcement, and it's not completely fixing the problem. We already invested $600 million. We have already deported over 1 million people. I think it's the time to take the opportunity to give an opportunity to the rest of the people that live here to be on the same playing field.
Mm-hmm. Dan, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I think the cost argument is a really interesting one, right? And this is not necessarily an indictment of the folks who are here illegally, but one of the attributes that you see with low-skilled workers, and there are a lot of folks who are here illegally who are low-skilled workers, because the structure of our welfare and entitlement state, low-skilled workers ultimately, throughout the course of their life, take more from the federal government than they pay into the system. I mean, that's just one of those facts that's hard to argue with because it's the way the system's set up. It was designed that way intentionally. So that's certainly going to happen. And the thing that I think is overlooked in this debate a lot is that, you know, states will be able to provide, you know, certain benefits to folks who are here under their RPI status. And once you get to your, you know, legal permanent resident status, you are eligible for federal welfare benefits. And remember, those 2 to 3 million folks who are on sort of the Dream Act path or the Blue Card path, they're gonna be legal almost immediately, but they're gonna have their citizenship within 5 years, and then they'll be eligible for all the federal welfare benefits, including Obamacare. So there is a real cost associated with this, and I think it's we shouldn't overlook that part. But again, there is a huge element of fairness here that I don't think we can gloss over either. So there's a lot of problems with the way the bill is structured. I don't think it's really going to do anything to make the immigration system easier. I think it actually makes it more complex. And, you know, you have this whole sort of 1986 redux thing where we've tried this once and it hasn't happened. And that's sort of what you see from Washington, unfortunately, is everybody in this town thinks that they're really smart. And if they do the same thing over again and they do it a little bit better, it'll work the next time around.
Yeah, all right. Dulce, go ahead.
Mr. Holler, I think you're giving wrong information to the listeners, and I hope that after the show ends, they don't take your word or my word for it, but they do their research. Currently, deferred action applicants do not qualify for the Health Care Act. So, and currently, only people that are citizens are eligible for welfare. So I will have to correct you on those facts because we're not eligible for what you say is Obamacare, and we're not eligible for welfare. And here in the state of Arizona, I'm not even eligible to pay in-state tuition. As an undocumented student, I had to pay out-of-state tuition. So please don't tell me about the entitlements that we're getting, because we're not getting any entitlements. And it is a disservice, the comments that you're doing to the listeners, and I hope that they do their own research. They just don't take your word or my word for it.
You know, I do want to make sure before we close out the show today that both you guys, do direct people to places where they can learn more about your the arguments that you're making and get more information on what you've been talking about today. Dan, I take it that heritageaction.com, people can just go to heritageaction.com.
Yep, right there we'll have a bunch of information. We're tracking the debate closely, obviously, and you know, we'll make sure to put some information up there about the welfare benefit stuff that I was talking about and when people are eligible for that so folks can have access to that.
And, Dulce, where can people check out the Arizona Dream Act Coalition?
Our website is theadac.org, so it's theadac.org. But I would also like them to go to the Immigration Policy Center, which is immigrationpolicy.org. And also visit the National Immigration Law Center. There's a lot of resources out there. I would like them to follow us in social media. And just don't visit the Heritage Foundation or my website, but really just take a look at the bill and take a look at the congressional.
If you have time, I guess it's 1,000 pages, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is a complicated.
Take a look at a good summary of the bill.
Yes, that. I mean, it's a complicated issue, and I think that 1,000 pages is not going to solve the suffering and pain that our communities are going through.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have just about 1 minute here before we have to close out the show. But again, I want to thank my guests, Dulce Matus from the Arizona Dream Act Coalition, and also Dan Holler from HeritageAction.com. Just closing out the show, it's a tough issue, and as we said, there's no solution that's going to make everybody happy because it's just the basic problem of, I think a lot of people feel that fundamentally these kind of laws are wrong. We shouldn't be even putting quotas to begin with. But the fact is a lot of people disagree with that, and we have them. And we have a big, big problem with people who came here illegally, you know, at least according to those quotas and those laws. But, again, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. And this is Jack Wilczek. I'll be talking to all you guys next week on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
This summer, please watch for kids playing and enjoying their summer vacation. This safety tip from Jumpstart Learning Center in Mesa, providing a fun, safe, and educational atmosphere for children ages 6 weeks to 8 years. For more information, including our summer program featuring swim days, movie days, and more, call 480-840-9333. Again, 480-840-9333. That's Jumpstart Learning Center of Mesa, on the air because they care, and wishing everyone a safe summer season.
Hi, I'm Russell Shaw. There's a new show on this station on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. It's all about Scientology. What it is, how it works, find out about it at 10 o'clock Saturday mornings on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Heard about GoldEagles.tv? Join an investment club where members buy gold and silver at the lowest prices anywhere and make money when you refer others to the club. Go to GoldEagles.tv. That's GoldEagles.tv.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.